Absolutely. That's right. Redskins had a big victory out there at in Landover this weekend, defeating the New Orleans Saints 47-14. Man,
good
obey,
Lord.
Obey. Time for our Redskins report with Trevor Maddich, brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy. Trevor, I mean, a lot of things were going right, and Kirk Cousins had a career game, really. It was the best game ever for him.
Yeah, he was fantastic, but it's not his numbers. He had a perfect passer rating, perfect passer rating. But it's the way he did it. We've talked all season long about the difference between Kirk Cousins and RG3 was that RG3 was not getting better week after week in terms of applying the offense. Cousins didn't do anything spectacular in terms of making awesome throws into tight windows and stuff like that. All he did was be decisive in drilling the ball into places that the defense gave him to throw. He executed the offense. He didn't force it. And he's getting better and better every week at that.
Well, and look, I mean, that was exciting. Do you think that he was that good, or was the Saints' defense that bad?
Yes.
Both
of
those things,
defense,
right?
Was somewhere between putrid and heinous.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that Cousins was so decisive in delivering the ball. And it wasn't just that there were wide open receivers everywhere. It was that, you know, he had to throw the ball into some pretty tight windows from time to time. But whether or not the Saints defense was missing tackles, Cousins didn't look like he was hunting for a guy to throw to. He made the right read quickly and got the ball there. And he made the right kind of throw. And I think the first third down conversion of the game kind of told you where Cousins was in this thing. It was 3rd and 4 on their own 10-yard line. And instead of, you know, the Saints were all up to stop the short pass or the short run, mm-hmm. figuring that the Redskins would go just to try to get 5 yards on 3rd and 4. So what Cousins does is he throws a deep vertical route down the left sideline against a tightly covered DeSean Jackson. That defender was right there. The ball was perfectly thrown. Jackson made an excellent catch. And that was the kind of throw that complements the concept of Cousins taking what the defense gives you. Sometimes he had to make a play like that. And when he did, it was decisive, it was accurate, it was relatively safe, and it was the kind of throw that a franchise quarterback in the NFL has to make.
Trevor Maddich, all of the headlines today, of course, and rightly so, have to do with the offensive performance from the Redskins against, as you admitted, a putrid Saints defense. We expected a lot of points to be scored, but we expected both sides to score a lot of points. Can you talk a little bit about this Redskins defense shutting out Drew Brees and the Saints for the entire second half? Did anyone predict that kind of performance?
No, it was fantastic.
Gosh.
And the thing is, you could see the seeds of it being sown the week before against New England.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this after the Patriots game last week, where Tom Brady did not eclipse 300 yards. He was just under 300 yards for the first time all year. The Redskins had held the Patriots to their lowest point total up to that point all year. And they did that with their three top coverage cornerbacks either out or injured. They still were able to get that done. So now against Drew Brees in an offense, even though the Saints' defense is horrible, their offense is very, very, very good.
Mm.
They scored 52 points, I think, on the Giants, a couple weeks before
mm-hmm.
that. And so the Redskins were able to show you what they can do when their secondary is more healthy. I mean, all three of those guys, Bashaud Breeland, D'Angelo Hall, and Chris Culliver, those cover corners we talked about, played in this game, although a couple of them still were a little bit dinged. But when they're there, you see how good they are. And going forward, if they stay healthy, then the chemistry that they'll develop will make them even better, and I think there's great hope that the Redskins' defense will continue on that same positive progression.
Well, you know, look, you get a sense, I mean, I'm just talking globally here about the Redskins. You get a sense occasionally that a team has come into its own, that things, though they've been rough in the past, are starting to gel. Am I wrong to think that that's what's happening right now with these Redskins?
No, you're absolutely right, Brian. And the thing is that you're seeing the fruits of them gelling a lot earlier than this. This is the culture that we've talked about. When things weren't going well, they weren't playing well. The ball wasn't bouncing their way. Earlier in the season, they stayed together. They wanted to win. They didn't just show up. Because of the change in the culture that general manager Scott McLuhan has affected by bringing in guys like first-round draft choice Brandon Scherff and Pot Roast Terrence Knighton at nose guard. This is a change in the way they think. It just was a delayed appearance on the field, I think, in terms of the results you're looking for. So, yeah, I mean, first you have the culture, then you get the wins.
So now you got the Redskins one game under 500. And by the way, I mean, we're going to. I want to talk about whether they're in, whether they have a realistic chance here, since everyone else in the NFC least lost this week and they're only one game out. But either way, you know, people are getting their money's worth when they buy a ticket over at FedEx Field, aren't they? I mean, this is two really entertaining home games in a row. Even if they're not in it, this is pretty fun football, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, it's very fun football. And you know what? It's easy as a fan to wrap around it. Go back to where, I can't remember which game it was now. Well, it was the Tampa game. They fell behind 24-0.
Yes, exactly.
They brought him back, and remember what Kirk Cousins did coming off that field.
Yep, shouting, you like that?
You like that? You know, that's
yes, we do.
Being an iconic moment that has a chance to anyway,
and
a rallying point for fans as well as the team.
So do they really, I mean, is it silly for us to say, hey, they could win this division?
Especially since we've got the Panthers coming up next week.
Yeah, well, the Panthers are 9-0, but here's the thing. Remember, I don't have to be faster than the Bear. I just have to be faster than you. And right now, the Redskins are only a half game out of first place. The Giants are 5-5. The Redskins are 4-5, and so is Philly. So they're right there, nip and tuck, with every bit as good a chance as anybody else to win the division.
All right, Trevor Manage, thanks for joining us, as always.
Yeah, listen, we appreciate it, Trevor. And by the way, the Redskin Report with Trevor Manage is brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy.
There's a good reason why Fork Union Military Academy is one of the most successful college prep schools in the nation. It's called the One Subject Plan. In a typical school, students juggle five different subjects a day, each lasting about 45 minutes. Sound familiar? Well, at Fork Union Military Academy, a student takes just one subject at a time. His teacher has only one classroom, usually just 10 to 15 students, all day, every day, for that 7-week grading term. Talk about individual attention. Concentration goes up, learning goes up, and grades go up. Here's what Fork Union parents are saying about this unique way of learning.
The one subject plan, as I always refer to, is the best kept secret here. One subject at a time.
It's just started to change his life. He started seeing his potential on a whole different level.
Because of it, he's gotten a presidential scholarship to go to Georgia Tech. He's going to study engineering. He's going to do great things in his life. And I have to give a lot of the credit to Fork Union.
Learn more about Fork Union's unique one subject plan by visiting onesubjectplan.com. That's onesubjectplan.com. Fork Union Military Academy. Success stories begin here.